The streets of Gaza are awash in rioting that the police seem unable to control.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
There are attacks on the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya tries to resign, and President Yasser Arafat won't let him. But Arafat gives up on trying to make his cousin the security chief. Legislator Nabil Amir, who has called for democratic reforms in the Palestinian Authority, is shot in the leg returning from a television interview. This is a crisis within a crisis. The prospect of Israel's moving out of Gaza is intensifying the largely generational struggle of young militants in the Fatah Party to wrest the leadership from a group regarded as corrupt and unrepresentative of the Palestinian people. Many militants in Gaza support Mohammed Dahlan, a former security official who is 42 years old, against Arafat, who is 74. This is emblematic of the rising opposition to Arafat, who has ruled basically with the group of cronies who came with him from exile 10 years ago. The New York Times quotes a resident of a camp in central Gaza saying, "All of them are thieves. Arafat is just looking out for these thieves." 2 years ago, I heard Khalil Shikaki, leading Palestinian demographer, give the results of a poll he had taken among Palestinians. Arafat's approval rating was 35%. 83% believed there was corruption in his regime. Shikaki said that conditions were ripe for an Arab succession struggle, perhaps even a civil war. That was 2 years ago, and not much has improved for the Palestinians since. If Arafat has not been forced out by young militants, it is probably because of Israeli pressures on him, isolating him in his Ramallah headquarters, with threats from Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of exile, perhaps even assassination. But now the prospect of an Israeli pullout from Gaza, giving the Palestinians a piece of land to administer, appears to have spurred the young militants to more vigorous action against the tired, corrupt Arafat old guard. The secession struggles that Dr. Shikaki foresaw 2 years ago may be underway. This is Daniel Shore.